Another edition of Crash, Are You Ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry, and today we're very pleased to bring back a guest who's a regular on the Crash, Are You Ready? Program, and exclusive to Crash, Are You Ready? The wild foods expert and survivalist, Linda Runyon. Linda is the real thing. She spent years living off the land. Linda, welcome back to the program.
Hi, George. Glad to be back. Got some hints All right. for you.
All right. We're continuing the series, which Linda has been with us the past few Mondays, and we're going to make this a regular. Of course, Linda has been a regular guest on our program, but we're also going to make this a regular feature, and Linda will be with us on Mondays with some exceptions, but she will regularly be coming to the program, because as we approach this economic collapse, which I believe will make the Great Depression look like child's play, you're going to need these survival skills. Here's something that's a hands-on. People ask over and over and over again, okay, things are a mess, but what do we do about it? Well, here's something you can do because things are going to get very bad. I believe there will be food shortages. There will be disruptions in the water supply and, of course, pure water. We have interviewed individuals that have the Berkey water filters. Pure water is going to be a problem. But if storable food is an excellent idea, having some historically non-confiscatable gold and silver coin in your arsenal of defense, I believe, is essential in the coming economic collapse. But here, knowledge is, again, as Solomon said, knowledge is more important than money, because if you have the knowledge that Linda imparts, you can find abundant wild food anywhere in the world, anytime, with the exception maybe of the extreme polar regions. There's an abundance of food anywhere in the desert, in the rainforest, you name it, and from years and years and years of hands-on experience, Linda has distilled the essential wild foods and the book, The Essential Wild Foods Guide, the deck of cards, which is, I believe, absolutely should be mandatory in your survival backpack and in your vehicle. And also now a DVD, which gives you a comprehensive hands-on approach in identifying and then always, always, always testing before you consume anything. Linda, you had a series of hints in preparing, we had just gotten into the beginning of those hints. What have you got for us today to continue?
Oh, I got a lot of wonderful things. I just need to try to explain a little bit about where they are. George, they're in the field guide, which is on our website, ofthefield.com. I know you'll go over that later. But what I've done is like take those hints out for each plant. And I'm going to give you these plants quite rapid fire, just you can't possibly remember it all. And then in the field guide, of course, the same thing has a whole chapter on the plant. But I have something else to say. These are hints that were written right after I got out of the woods. And having been there for that length of time and off the desert for a long time, these hints were written a little bit different. So I'm gonna start reading them just as they are, okay? First, I'm going to start with sunflower. Now, everybody in the East knows the sunflowers being a big, giant thing, and everybody out where you are knows the sunflower to be a smaller 4 to 6 inch flower, which we used all the time. So
we got the true sunflowers, of course, and we have another plant here. Let me give your website out because we're gaining so many new listeners. The website is ofthefield.com. That's ofthefield.com. And of course, we have these multiple varieties of sunflowers out here in the desert. Mm. The true sunflowers have the dark center, but we have another type of sunflower called Anillo del Muerto, which is called literally Spanish for sunflower of the dead, and it attracts pollinators in just like some of the tropical vegetation that attracts flies does. It smells terrible, so
yep.
they don't have the dark center. So if you're looking for sunflowers out here in the desert, don't mistake the Anillo del Muerto for the true sunflower. Is all I can say. We have another plant here, which is we've talked about Russian thistle or tumbleweed. We have another plant here. Russian thistle or tumbleweed is not native to America. It was brought over by Russian immigrants in around the 1840s. So we have with these old westerns, all these tumbleweeds coming across the town. And as an emblem of the true West, well, it really historically isn't. But now we have kind of the reverse situation. We have a plant with the sunflower that is native to America, which became enormously popular in Russia. So they gave us tumbleweeds. We gave them sunflowers. Anyway.
Yep. That's great, George. Okay, the hint says, snapping off tiny dried heads of the desert sunflowers is fun and very profitable for my table. A few crushed heads and a bit of water will yield a nutritional gruel with an obvious energy boost. Storage is simple. I would put dried sunflower heads, thoroughly dry now, in glass jars for months and years. Now, we do this all the time out here in the East with the larger ones, and I want to add to that, we could take a couple of these stored sunflower heads that you have out there, the little ones, and you can put them in with boiling water over the top of it and make that a gruel-type drink that is absolutely filled with energy. It's unbelievable. And, of
now,
course,
what
you know, you eat
what proportion, what proportion would you use when you make the gruel?
When you make if you're making tea for quick, fast energy, I would do just a couple of those little ones because they're strong. But if you are wanting to have like almost a soup-like amount of energy, put a lot of them in sun tea.
All right. We'll continue this after the break with Linda.
Thank you. This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda, we were talking about sunflowers as we went into the break.
And I want to add one thing that's not in the hints in the book, but it's in the chapter. The pith, P-I-T-H, the center stems of sunflowers are edible. We fed 40 kids last summer easily off of 18 sunflowers that I grew on my farm, and the stems were very thick. I mean, they were almost, some of them, 2 inches thick. These are the big, giant sunflowers. And I wait until everything is done on the sunflower and then cut it down. And that pith can be, you can peel the rest of it, the stem, away, and that pith is like foam. It's really odd. It's a dry foam, but it's delicious. And
well, what kind of nutrients are in the pith? Are they similar to the
they're
seeds?
Exactly
or are they
they're
different?
Almost identical to the seeds, and we all know that sunflower seeds, how good they are for you. let me look it up in the nutritional part. Sunflower seeds we know are in a half a cup now, a glass of milk, 120 milligrams, oh my, 920 milligrams of potassium, 1900 of thiamine, 1960 of thiamine. The calories are the important thing. The calories are 560 calories for a half a cup of sunflower seeds. So everybody out there traveling, you've got a bag of sunflower seeds and you're eating them. You just know you're eating very high calories. Well, the same thing with wild food. It's even higher. The wild food seeds, the ones that I put in a drink and make a gruel and everything out of, are for half a cup here, 560 calories. So this is an energy drink, a very high in energy drink. And whether it's the pith, whether it's the seeds, this is extremely high in energy. I'm going to move on to roses.
Let me interject this just before we, and this is not directly on survival, but it is an aesthetic point. And what you'll notice with the sunflower is a miracle of nature. There is actually the progression of growth is actually a double spiral. Now, the ancient Greeks, for example, studied this. It went through the Romans with Vitruvius. They used principles of course, this, the Fibonacci series, for those of you that are fans of R.N. Eliot or W.D. Gann, Fibonacci or Phi or the golden section was known to the ancient Egyptians. The textbooks, the college textbooks, say that it was discovered by the ancient Greeks. That's obviously an error. It was known thousands of years before that. But the ancients were very acute observers of nature. Now, this tradition of using the golden section or Phi for fine art has persisted, and as wild, for example, as some of Salvador Dali's art was, he always, no matter how innovative the subject matter was, he would stick strictly with, rigidly with Phi proportions. And there's something very aesthetically pleasing to the human eye about the golden section. Well, all the great artists have used Phi, but where did they discover these principles? They discovered them in nature. So if you look at the face of the sunflower, what you'll see is not just a spiral based on the golden section, but actually a double spiral. You'll see one clockwise and one counterclockwise. And this describes, for example, there's a book by Jay Hambridge called Dynamic Symmetry, the Greek Vase. And he goes into the different why is Greek art perceived by the public? Why are ancient Greek statues so breathtakingly beautiful? Well, it's because they knew about and adhered to these mathematical principles like the golden section. And so what you'll see in the book, for example, by Hambridge is the ancient Greeks' methods of using dynamic symmetry in their art. So here we have an example, a beautiful example of their inspiration. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier, this particular plant was in the New World at the time, but nevertheless, they were observing growth patterns. And the Fibonacci series, for those who are interested in market cycles, is a very powerful series. It describes population growth, growth patterns in nature, all of this known about by the ancients, and you can actually see that if you look at the face of the sunflower, you'll see a spiral and a counter spiral. And this is the beautiful, absolutely gorgeous symmetry of nature's art. So anyway, having said that,
that's beautiful, George. Thank you. I didn't know a lot of those things. I did know Vincent van Gogh sure loved them, and every time I see him, I brighten up, and that's why.
Well, again, these artists, like even the Romans, Vitruvius would in the Roman architecture would adhere to the golden section, and all the great artists through the centuries afterwards, even as I mentioned in Salvador Dali, all the great masters would use that phi proportion. So,
and they took the time to see all that. This is why nature is to us. Just to get out into your backyard and try a couple of these things can change so much for you. It really can, and you own it anyway. So is
well again. This we're talking survival here, but to me, survival isn't just the amount of even though they're very highly nutritious. Survival isn't just the amount of calories, and survival is also aesthetic and should be part of the incredible beauty of the Wild Foods program is you're also getting closer to nature, which is good therapeutically. It's good for the heart, good for the soul, and in the process of learning how to survive, you're also getting away from that darn TV set and everything that implies. So,
yeah, I won't go there, George. Okay, I'm going to read what I wrote just for fun, because then this is perfect. Imagine what it's like to find yourself in a field of wild roses. Let me explain. Going down to the neighborhood pharmacy in my little area here, I see fields of roses. Now, you're talking the wild roses that grow in bushes, especially in Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut. All the way back east, actually. And I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, we're coming up to a break here, so we'll continue with wild roses after the break with Linda.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy's been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back with Linda. Linda?
Yeah. I want to talk about what it's like to be in a field of roses. And, of course, you know, I use the petals for everything from ice cream to sun tea to candy, and our materials cover all that.
Most people don't realize how widespread wild roses really are. I mean, you have them there. We have them in Arizona.
They're
desert roses. I mean, the wild rose is quite widespread. Well, anyway.
I used to love to, let me just read this real quick, and then I can talk more about what I saw there. Imagine what it's like to find yourself in a field of wild roses. I mean, totally, everywhere around you. Wandering among the bushes, I felt I was in the Garden of Eden. I wore gloves, dungarees, and long-sleeved shirts for this experience. Nearby, the upper Hudson flowed past. Dragonflies and birds flew around me, and when I tired of stuffing bags with petals for drying, I would take a dip in the clean upper Hudson. Now, two or three bags of petals took me probably 15 minutes or less, and that's taking my time. And those two or three bags would last me all winter, and I still do the same thing. My closets right here are exactly the same, filled with these dry things. And all I do when I go out to do a lecture or whatever, I take a handful of these petals, put them in water, set them out in the sun, and voila, I've got pink or red, according to how much I have in there, sun tea. Or I reconstitute them and pat them as dry as I can, and you can fry them in olive oil, and then lay them out on a paper towel and put powdered sugar on them. Oh, wow, are they good. People just love those. So that's just a few things that you can do with roses. And for kids, you can fold them in their ice cream, in vanilla ice cream. They're fantastic for that. So
now you're gathering the petals. What about now? I think a lot of people know, and we've talked about this before, how in World War II in Great Britain they used rose hips, which are enormously high in vitamin C because there was a shortage of citrus. But now those rose hips on the domestic roses tend to be rather large. What about the rose hips on the wild roses? How big are they?
They're even larger. The wild food does have many more generally of the USDA requirements in them than the regular food, and this is provable by the nutrition charts. And we've done this in the middle of the field guide in orders so that you could supplement your diet very easily. Now, here's the flours. Half a cup of flours is only, thank goodness, 16 calories. But the beta-carotene is 400 units. The niacin is over 600. It only has 2.7 grams of carbohydrates, which isn't very much. But it does have potassium, 166 milligrams. Now, this is half cup. Everything in here is half cup nutritional. But then you go down to the rose hips, and the hips themselves are 54 calories. We eat them like tiny little apples. You just nibble them like little apples or cut them in half and, you know, make your tea. That's about double in everything. I notice here it's 178 in potassium. It's 7.0 grams of carbohydrate, next to 2.7. So, see, the petals are like fiber, and they're sweet, and they're, you know, very light. And so, therefore, the nutrition coming from it, with the exception of the sunflower center, is very light also. But your hip that the petals are attached to, you've got yourself what I call real survival food. I use the petals.
So this follows the pattern of the wild food being more nutritious than the domesticated counterpart.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes for everything from strawberries. Now, right now we have fake strawberries out there.
Strawberries originated in Chile, they're not the hybridized or not the kind of wild strawberries in Chile are certainly very different from the much larger strawberries that we see in the grocery store today.
But we have tiny little strawberries. The wild ones are very small. Are they the same ones? I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Are they the same ones?
Yeah, some of them were transported and then they went wild, and you know. So
the Department of Agriculture says they are in every country. So,
yeah, they are now.
I didn't find that. Okay. Well, when you pick wild strawberries, which are everywhere right now, the hardiest folks will pick them early morning and late afternoon. This is because the flies and turtles and mice and everything imaginable love these little strawberries. So if you're going to pick them and really take your time picking, say, a cup, which we did a lot of times, and we would dry them and use them in the winter in cereals and stuff like that. I would always do it late at dusk when all the insects are gone and the animals go where they go, and you're not as apt to find everything in there. In some of those patches, we would find turtles and insects, mice, and all that kind of thing. So it's sort of better not to run into a snapping turtle at night. It's better to do it in
place. I can't imagine why.
Oh, my God. The size of them. Oh, my heavens. I've seen them so big you can't. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, so that's be careful your fake ones. But be careful. They're not poisonous. But there again, your rules are very specified in all the materials and everything. Your rules are you crush it, roll it, smell it. That's number one rule. When you do that, you don't get a strawberry smell. So if you crush it, roll it, and rub it over your teeth, which is the second rule, you will not get a taste of strawberry. And you wonder, what's going on here? So then if you do put it in the water and you add the water and you sip that for 20 minutes, what happens is there's no taste. So it's not a strawberry. It is a what we call fake strawberry. It's a totally look-alike plant that right now is right alongside the right ones. So you get to know the difference. The fake ones are really round and perfectly shaped, whereas the wild strawberries are all different little sizes, you know, like the big strawberries are. So that's just
well, again, the flavor, how intense is the flavor compared?
Oh,
well, some of these domesticated strawberries now, these monstrous strawberries, sometimes they have a little flavor. Sometimes they're incredibly bland.
There's
so how intense is the wild strawberry?
Always double or more. I mean, some people have told me it's like five times more flavor. Three or four of these little tiny things equal like a whole bowl of the others in your taste, your satisfaction. The same thing goes with blueberries. Sometimes your cultivated blueberries, I noticed, don't have taste. Excuse me, but your wild blueberries are tart and dynamite in the taste. You know, very different.
There's one now. I know that Trader Joe's, for example, are fairly widespread. They're in California. We have them here in Arizona, but they have wild blueberries, frozen wild blueberries, which I add to my smoothies. They're much, much, much smaller than the large domesticated blueberries, and the flavor, as Linda said, is much more intense, and the nutritional level is up there, following the pattern of domesticated versus wild foods. So
look for
wild foods in your supermarket if you can't gather them or are not so inclined to gather them yourself. But again, talked about earlier, who would possibly want to be in a bed of roses when you could be glued to that TV set? We'll be back with Linda after the break.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. And again, for those new listeners, Linda's website is ofthefield.com. That's ofthefield.com. Linda is not a casual survivalist. She is the real thing. She spent literally years and years and years strictly living off the land. So she's done it. And the knowledge of literally decades has been distilled into Linda's books and DVDs and wild food cards, which you can find on her website, as well as links to other excellent wild food sources such as the Wild Man Steve Brill and Dr. Duke. And again, Linda always advocates checking wild plants with at least three different sources, three different reference materials, and then there's a procedure for testing wild plants. You never simply go out and just consume something and assume that you've correctly identified it, and we've covered that extensively in previous programs. But again, when you order Linda's materials, which I think are essential for the coming collapse, those rules, those testing rules, should be adhered to strictly, and they are in the books and guides that Linda provides. She also has a free newsletter. And again, Linda, could you tell our listeners how to get a copy of the free newsletter?
If you don't have a computer, if you don't go online, just write Wild Food Company, P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, New Jersey, 08353. So that would be the way if you don't have a computer.
Well, now in a previous program, you mentioned that the post office might be closing.
I gave your address. I know I did, George. I've rethought seriously. I've even had phone calls.
They might be. Do you think they'll be okay?
Well, so far, so good. On this one, they closed three. They did close three down this way. But we may have another year, and then, of course, they have to forward it, I was told, for so many months after that. So that's why
Okay. Now, for those that do have computers?
For those that do, it's very simple. On every page, my wonderful son is who does everything for me, from the publishing to everything. He has put a little line. It just says, leave your email for a newsletter. That's it. That's all we want is your first name and emails, all automatic. It will come every month. It's in color. It's gorgeous. It's done up there in Boston. From all my newspaper articles and things like that that I used to write for, I don't know, 10 or 12 newspapers years ago. And anyway, they've taken all my material and put it together into fantastic knowledge for you when you're, I don't care where you live, what city, what place in the United States, or what way of life. You have an instant access to your outdoors. And the access is as easy as going out and trying one or two things. And we feature a different plant every month, lots of recipes, lots of inspiration. You'll love it. It's really neat. People are making books out of it. They're telling me all different things. So they're using them in schools, the newsletters. They're free now so that you can go online and get that free newsletter. And they're using it for all sorts of things. We talked about blueberries before. I just wanted to throw in something here that's in this hint that I'm looking at. I put a sheet around the bushes, and I would use both hands for picking. With a sheet, you could become lightning fast. It's still a challenge to pick a whole pie's worth of blueberries, those little tiny things. But by challenge, it might take you up to an hour to get a pie's worth. But if you put a sheet in amongst the little bushes you're working with in the woods, I'm very serious. It's an easy, quick way to do it. You just pick those berries very fast, both hands. You can almost shake the bushes, so to speak, and when they're really ripe, they'll fall right off. And then you collect up your sheet and go home, and you'll have to sift through them a little bit even after that. But it's a way to get pies much quicker than spending, hours doing it. One of the hints that I wanted to read to you that I think is really important are your wild asters right now. They're everywhere. I'm looking at fields of wild aster, and this is when the Iroquois would use them as a staple. They would harvest them also. There's 250 varieties in the United States. Up here, we have blue, lavender, yellow, and white. You have blue, lavender, yellow in western states. And the fields can be as many as far as the eye can see. So in less than 15 minutes, you have enough. This is all written in the hint box. And the hint is grind this bounty into flour for baking, because a little bit of this flour, and I don't mean a cup, I mean a little bit, just a few teaspoons or tablespoons of this flour is very strong, very herbal-like, and extremely nutritious. Asters are high in almost everything, and the Iroquois would use them as a staple on purpose because they could get all they wanted in a few minutes, and that's what we did. And I hung them, I would just cut off the plants, the whole plant, leave in all, and hang them on a clothesline. And when they dried, you could put a sheet underneath and just strip them down with your hands. Pick that sheet up, walk in the house, you've got a whole big bulk of it. And I would, the books and stuff tell you, you put your oven up to 200, and I would always dry them for another, even though they were crispy and dry, I'd dry them for another 5 minutes or so in a 200 oven, never so they burned or anything like that. I put the oven up to 200, turn it off. Out west there, Georgia, it was fantastic because all you had to do...
We don't need ovens out here in the summer.
You don't need to do any of that. You can put your mason jar with your plant in it if you wanted, with the lid off and stick it out in the sidewalk, and I guarantee you could cup it up at night, put your thing on it, and it's bone dry. It's fantastic. It's just, I miss that so. I really do. I miss the heat, believe it or not. So, but anyway, we're down to about 60, 65 a day now, and I know you're still at 100, I think. Okay.
Well, we're a little bit below 100 now. We were normal until just a few days ago, and then the last 3 or 4 days we've gotten a little relief, and it's in the 90s now for the highs. Still warm.
Yeah, I know, but, it's great for the wild food enthusiasts, really. Now, the beta-carotene, I want to tell you about aster. The beta-carotene is 3,345 milligrams. So when you're talking that much beta-carotene...
That's a lot of beta-carotene.
And only 39 calories, right? It's worth it putting a few tablespoons. That's what I suggest. Not a cup, but a few tablespoons in whatever you're baking. I mean, you can start smaller than that. I remember Kitty Carlisle on To Tell the Truth, the last TV show I did out west in Los Angeles, I think it was. I remember her really liking the muffins. And, of course, the idea was that they were different plants in there as flour. And most people love Astor muffins. They're fantastic, but not much. Use your whatever.
What is the season for asters? When can one gather them?
Now. That's okay. What I'm saying. They're fields of roses, and this is fall, going into fall, and this is when the asters are hanging in your markets that you buy now. It's cultivated asters. This is what you go home with for your beauty on your porch. This is what is growing in the fields by the ton, and it's ready to harvest. So this is the time around fall out here, and I'm trying to remember when I got them. The late David Schultz and I from Glendale, we put in a wild food walk there, I remember, and we went up and found a whole bunch of asters up around a riverbed. I don't even know where we were. We were out in the desert somewhere, and I loved to do that.
There you have. Another excellent set of hints, and we'll continue these hints because Linda will be back with us now next Monday, but certainly on regular Mondays from now on. So again, thank you so much, Linda, and we'll continue this with our exclusive Crash Are You Ready Wild Food series with Linda.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.